As fall temperatures dip into the 20s across the U.S., it's easy to understand why people like living in Tucson. Some local organizations hope to capitalize on the quality of life Southern Arizona offers by transforming what they call the Sun Corridor into a global economic powerhouse. Leaders from various sectors held a public forum in Tucson last week to discuss strategies to attract investors and highly skilled residents. Joe Snell is president of Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities, which co-sponsored the forum last week. He says Arizona will have to compete to maximize the Sun Corridor's economic potential.
The ability to attract talent to the Sun Corridor is the same conversation that's going on in the Front Range of Colorado, how to attract talent to the Front Range of Colorado, the same conversation going on in Texas. Whoever wins that game, that race is going to win the game.
The key to winning, according to Snell, is improving higher education in Arizona.
Undoubtedly, the top priority that employers are looking for when they either expand or relocate a company to a certain locale is talent or workforce.
Snell also says the area needs to develop a spirit of regional, not just local, cooperation.
Thinking in a small context of small regions, municipalities within a metro area or Phoenix versus Tucson, for example, just won't cut it. We have to start thinking of massive corridors where trade and goods move through.
George Hammond is Associate Director of the Economic and Business Research Center at the University of Arizona. He agrees with Snell that education is vital to Arizona's economic growth. He says the state once ranked well above the national average of those with college educations. But now he says we're much closer to the national rate.
That's a bit troubling because the share of the population with a bachelor's degree or better is, you know, one key determinant of long-run income growth for, you know, both the state and for local areas. You know, that suggests that, you know, we may see somewhat slower income growth than average in the Phoenix and Tucson areas going forward.
Hammond says to help change the dynamic, Arizona needs to shape policies that will allow more people to get higher educations. Joe Snell says Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities is working to influence policies that would improve funding for Arizona's universities. The overall goal, he says, is to increase incomes for everyone and to create livable cities in the Sun Corridor where people want to settle.
We have all the assets to become an economic juggernaut and address this prosperity issue. But we've got to find the right recipe. We can also not get there if we fail to act.
In the quest to find the right recipe, some are focused on growth that is balanced with environmental concerns. John Shepard is senior advisor at the Sonoran Institute's Tucson office, which works on balancing growth with conservation. He says we won't see the same kind of sprawl development that we saw before.
It's going to be more land efficient, water efficient, energy efficient.
But Shepard says that becoming more of an international trade corridor could require additional warehouses for distribution, more highways and railways, and maybe even another runway at Tucson International Airport. He says he hopes Tucsonans will get involved in the conversation about the Sun Corridor's development.
You know, there are going to be trade-offs and choices as we grow, and I think that's a conversation we still need to have. What are the trade-offs and choices that we're willing to make? Because it's not going to be the way it used to be, but it can still be a great place to live.
I'm Britton Eakin, Arizona Public Media.